KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 67. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, May 15th. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Look for some scattered showers and storms today. Matter of fact, there are some pretty strong storms developing in Caddo County right now, pretty much along U.S. Highway 281 from Binger down through Gracemont, Anadarko, down to Apache, moving off to the east. Last night, about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain downtown Chickasha. A Grady County couple escapes injury when a tree limb crashes through their roof during last night's storms. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
A near miss in Rush Springs last night, where a couple is okay after a large tree limb crashes into their home during last night's round of strong thunderstorms. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said the 4 to 6 inch limb fell through their bedroom about 10:15 while the couple was sleeping. Meyer said volunteer fire crews helped to remove the limb and cover the roof to prevent any further damage inside the home. Meyer said the homeowner, David Thompson, he lives about 7 miles southwest of Rush Springs on the County Line Road with Stevens County. Grady County District Attorney Jason Hicks among those opposed to State Question 788, a proposal to legalize medical marijuana. Hicks said a lot of law enforcement groups opposed to the issue, which will be on the June 26th primary election ballot. He says he's concerned that it would allow individuals to have a large amount of marijuana. He says that's unlike a prescription for pain-killing drugs that you get from your doctor.
They're going to give you a prescription that will only be for so many pills. This is going to be an actual license that's going to be given to somebody, and they're going to be able to use it for a period of 2 years and get as much marijuana with that license over a period of 2 years as they can.
Now, Hicks says among the other groups opposed to 788, the State District Attorneys Association, also the State Sheriffs and Police Chiefs Association, even the Oklahoma Medical Association. At least two people taken to the hospital when a car crashes into a tanker truck. This accident happened about 10 miles east of Chickasha about noon yesterday at U.S. Highway 62 and State Highway 19C, which is also known as the Alec Highway. Injuries not believed to be serious. It was actually the second of two crashes that happened at that intersection. The first, a minor fender bender just south of Highway 62. While troopers were looking into that accident, an eastbound car collides with the big rig. The names of those involved in the crash not available from the Highway Patrol. Authorities say the driver of the tanker truck failed to yield from a stop sign. There's video of the crash site on our Facebook page. It's 4.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
It took a pretty small thief to break into a vacant home recently in Chickasha. Authorities say somebody broke into the house through the doggy door. Chickasha police say there were indications of forced entry of the little door. Authorities say an electric stove and a refrigerator were stolen from the home in the 1200 block of South 6th over the last 3 weeks. The home had been empty for some time. And they say the last time the home was checked was about 3 weeks ago. The only description of the stolen appliances is that they were both white in color. If you have information about the break-in, you're asked to call Chickasha Police by calling 405-222-6050 or Crime Stoppers at 405-224-TIPS. Last night's strong thunderstorms, another reminder of the fierce spring weather that can hit the Sooner State. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension says new technology lets you get the latest information about severe weather even when you are away from home.
Local television stations have apps for your smartphone that let you easily stay on top of the latest weather information. Some smartphone apps use the GPS chip in the phone to pull up the latest radar imagery for your specific location.
Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $70.96 a barrel. London-based Brent crude at $78.23. Natural gas up to $2.84 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,309. Silver, $16.43. Obituaries today include 88-year-old Lefty Mayor of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock this morning at Holy Name Catholic Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving during the Korean War. Our weather forecast calling for some scattered showers and storms throughout the day today. And right now we see a long line of thunderstorms in Caddo County from south of Hinton through Binger down to Gracemont into Anadarko down toward Apache and approaching Sorrel right now. Also, some storms in the Nenakaw and Agawam area. Storms moving off to the east this morning. Right now, downtown Chickasha, cloudy and 67. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
In sports, the USAO baseball and softball teams both win their initial games in the opening round of their respective NAIA national tournaments. In Bowling Green, Kentucky last night, the top seed Drover baseball team routes number 4 seed Bellevue, Nebraska 15-5. P.J. Garcia had 4 hits and 5 RBI. Starting pitcher Francis Ventura had a good outing, giving up 4 earned runs. On 7 hits, he struck out 8, walked 2 in 7 innings. The Drovers never trailed, scoring a couple of runs at the bottom of the first and an RBI double from Keneal Rivera and a sac fly RBI from Greg Barnett. They scored 4 runs in the fourth on a wild pitch, a 2 RBI double from Garcia, and an error to take a 6-0 lead. The Drovers advanced to play number 3 seed Reinhardt, Georgia at 10 o'clock this morning. Reinhardt scored an 8-3 win over number 2 seed Campbellsville, Kentucky yesterday. The USAO softball team wins 3-0 over Oklahoma Wesleyan in its opening round NAIA tournament at Dodge City, Kansas. Sooner Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year, Emily Cerny, tossed a no-hitter, 13 strikeouts, no walks. She faced 2 batters over the minimum. Those runners reached on a couple of Drover errors. Cerny also had an RBI single in the game. The Drovers also scored unearned runs in the third and sixth innings. The top seed Drovers will play number 3 seed Midland, Nebraska at 11 o'clock this morning. A USAO baseball and softball player recognized for their efforts on and off the field. Haddon McIntosh, a freshman from Norman for the baseball team, and Carly Velasco, a junior from Del City for the softball team, selected as USAO's representatives for the NAIA Champions of Character Award. Champions of Character reflect the 5 core values of the NAIA, which are integrity, respect, responsibility, sportsmanship, and servant leadership. Top-ranked Oklahoma State and number 4-ranked OU men's golf teams lead their respective NAIA regionals after the first round yesterday. The Cowboys shot a combined 3-under par at their regional at Ohio State. The Sooners hold the lead in the regional they are hosting up at Jimmy Austin Golf Course. Round 2 of those 54-hole events are set for today. NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors defeat the Houston Rockets 119-106 in the first game of the Western Conference Series. And game two of the Eastern Conference Final Series tonight in Boston as the Celtics trail the Cleveland Cavaliers 1-0 in that series. Oklahoma City Dodgers drop an 8-5 decision at Colorado Springs last night. The teams will wrap up that 4-game series this evening. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.